kosher cookbook, salt, flour, sugar, new mixing bowls, and I stopped at the Goodwill and got us two appropriately sized shmatas to wear for tomorrow. Let's start.
Start? I'm already half done.
How could you be half done? You didn't have any kosher ingredients.
Oh, they'll never know. We'll just tell them they're kosher.
Oh, my God. We can't do that.
Oh, my God. We just did.
They have to be kosher. Do you want God to smite us?
What's he gonna do? Take away all my good luck and your fortune? You think all those things labeled low fat are low fat? It is just a sales gimmick. I had a low-cal ice cream bar once that popped my top jean button.
Kosher isn't a sales gimmick. It's thousands of years of tradition. We have to respect that.
I don't respect anyone's tradition. That's kind of my tradition.
Well, maybe that's because you didn't grow up around a family.
Hey, I grew up with a lot of families. The Manson family, the Jackson family, the Menendezes. Wait, is it Menendezes or Menendi? Either way, they were like brothers to me.
Max, we are doing these straight up kosher.
Fine. But return those new bowls. I don't need them. I can just dump the bacon bits out of this old one.
Max, please. Let's just start the cupcakes over, drop them off, get me some antibiotics, come home and put me to bed.
All right, I'll make them kosher.
I mean, it's the least you could do after you lied to that woman and let her think you were one of them.
Hey, I don't know who my father is. I could be half Jewish. Although it's more likely I'm half bartender who demanded my mom figure out a way to pay her tab.